Haley, Trump calling Hezbollah smart makes America look weak. By Pam Key on October 15, 2023. Former Governor Nikki Haley, RSC, a Republican presidential candidate, said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that former President Donald Trump calling Hezbollah very smart made America look weak. Anchor Jake Tapper said, "I want you to take a listen to what Donald Trump had to say about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu a few days ago." Wednesday, Trump said, "He has been hurt very badly because of what's happened here. He was not prepared. He was not prepared, and Israel was not prepared. Under Trump, they wouldn't have had to be prepared." Tapper said, he went on to call Hezbollah very smart, called the defense minister a jerk, and he went on and on. "This was, I think, Wednesday, so 4 days after the deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. What was your response when you heard that?" Haley said, "It's why I continue to say it is time for a new generational leader. We've got to get past the headlines of the past. Look, he congratulated the Chinese Communist Party not too long ago. He's calling Hezbollah smart. I can tell you at the United Nations, and I dealt with all of them every day. You don't go and compliment any of them because that makes America look weak. It doesn't make America look strong or make America have friends with them. You show strength. You let them know what we expect of them. So complimenting Hezbollah and going and complimenting the Chinese Communist Party or criticizing a leader who has just watched so many of his citizens brutally murdered, it's the wrong place at the wrong time." She added, "This isn't about Trump. It's not about him. It's not about what happened in the past. We've got to look forward. This is going to be tough days ahead for everyone involved. This is not the time to sit there and bash a leader. This is a time to sit there and give him the support he needs, give the Israeli people the support they need, and help us get through this in the best way possible." Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.